It is 5 o'clock, so it's time for...
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at...
Number five.
Our friend Adam Kanzinger is having second thoughts about his position on gun control. After the mass shootings in El Paso and in Dayton, he says it is time to change some gun laws. And he says, screw partisan politics. He was on TMZ Live, so you can say things like that.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Earlier today, he discussed the weekend shootings and why it has now compelled him to do an about-face on two key points of gun control. He now supports universal background checks and a House measure he voted against earlier this year, which raises the gun purchasing age from 18 to 21.
This is part of that, what can we agree on, not what can we disagree on. It was really just, this happens over and over. You know, there's a political component, and I've gotten to the point where I don't care about the politics of it. This may hurt me politically, it may help me politically, I don't know. I don't really care. But I looked at it and said, okay, on whether we ban assault weapons, that's a debate that's not going to be solved today. What can we solve today? I think it makes sense to say raising the age to 21 of purchase. It makes sense to say background checks for everybody. And it makes sense to say if you have a 100-round ammo clip, that's probably a bit excessive.
Okay.
Gee, I mean, that's great. So, you know, he's stepping forward and saying, regardless of what this means for my party or my politics, that these things make sense and these are things we can come together on. That's a welcome piece of information at this moment to start.
Yeah, it's funny because he and I were friends before he was a congressman, and I have always supported, you know, him running, and we get along on a lot of the issues. But the one thing we always are in disagreement on is gun control.
Right.
And I've been out shooting with him and his brother and his, you know, and his family and stuff. I mean, I'm not like a gun grabbing guy. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that people have the right to bear arms, but there have to be common sense restrictions on this. The weapons that, as you said, a 100-round clip is really unnecessary.
Seems excessive.
And the problem with a 100-round clip, they go, well, it's not the clip that's killing the people, it's the shooter. Yeah, I get it. But he can kill more people. I mean, at some point, we have to turn around and look at the victims here. Not just look at the law. Look at the victims. And if you have this ability to go out and to do that much damage as this guy in Dayton, I mean, I think this is why the Dayton shooting, even though it was less deadly than that in El Paso, the Dayton shooting, I think, is because it was stopped in 30 seconds and still you had 9 people dead.
Gee.
That and, you know, 30 people total shot, 41 shots got off in 22 seconds. That's before this guy was stopped, engaged at least, and then dead within 30 seconds.
You now have the Ohio governor, who's a Republican, backed by the NRA, also coming to the table saying, hey, I have 17 proposals for what you could call gun control measures.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the argument is if they didn't do anything after Sandy Hook, why would they do something now?
Right, yes.
But you know, it's, you know, maybe it just takes time. And you know, and the funny thing about this is that Donald Trump, I don't think necessarily has a horse in this fight, which is the wrong analogy. But I don't think he normally, and you know, his kids are the ones who like to go hunting. He's not like a big gun guy or a hunting guy or any of that sort of stuff. And at least that's according to him. And I think he'd be open to it. And it would be an opportunity for, he'd be the only president who might be able to get this across the finish line because he's seen as such a tough guy. It's like when Lyndon Johnson got civil rights across the finish line when he was a Dixiecrat, right? It's, you know, a Southern Democrat, which not exactly were in favor, the exact opposite of in favor of civil rights back in the 1960s. So this is an opportunity, I think, for everybody, maybe the congressman sees that. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the program, whether he knows it or not yet.
Number four.
Siegfried and Roy are speaking out for the first time since the Tiger attack ended their famous Las Vegas show. It was in 2003 already. Wow. 16 years ago that this happened, that Roy Horn was dragged by the neck by Montecor, one of their tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an interview with ABC's Deborah Roberts. Siegfried, Roy did not speak. Siegfried disputes a claim by the Tigers trainer who recently claimed that Roy was to blame for the attack.
You were saying that Roy had, he collapsed even before this happened and that Montecor was trying to help him off stage.
Of course. No, it comes like a stroke is going. That he was dizzy, turns back then, and he said no to him.
Chris says that that is a story to protect the brand. Why do you think he says that?
I have no idea. He had problems with his life anyway. So something you have to, I don't know. I don't know them, what goes on. I just know his life was full of problems.
Hmm.
He's the guy that's...
The trainer.
Yeah, the trainer.
Who's kind of put out this... Yeah. Information.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys were, you know, they were playing with live animals, right? I mean, these are not wild animals. These are not exactly, you know, this is not a water skiing squirrel act.
No. They understood the dangers better than anyone.
One more.
It was Roy's 59th birthday.
Manticore was waiting to get his jump up Roy's shoulder and get his treat. And Roy... was there, and he said no to Manticore. No, 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 no. And then Manticore went on top of him, and he looked around, and he didn't know, like in his face was, what's going on, what do you want? And then he grabbed him, and he carried him for Roy. Usually Manticore took, Manticore took Roy backstage.
Horrified people sitting in the audience who witnessed that too.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole thing.
Right.
Ooh.
They did show Roy Horn walking around though, but
what
not,
did he didn't speak? Though,
he did not
for
speak
that interview.
Right. Yeah. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Some young boys learn a tough lesson about telling the truth.
And then there's this. It's a matinee matchup as Anderson and the Sox look to tame the Tigers in the finale from Detroit. White Sox Tigers Wednesday at noon on WGN TV.
That's right. Detroit.
Detroit.
We're going back to Detroit actually in about 15 minutes.
Sure are.
Whether we want to go back to Detroit or not. Although the Sox are the Sox look like the Astros in Detroit. So that's good. I like that. All right, here we go. Top five continues.
Number three.
20 years ago today, The Sixth Sense came out. Small indie film. Remember, there was no one had ever heard of M. Night Shyamalan.
No.
You know, like, what?
Not then.
What is his name? Emmett? What is his name? Shyamalan? What is that? It's a Bruce Willis movie.
That's exactly what I thought. That's my inner voice when I think about these kinds of things.
I know what that is.
That's when I'm not sure about something. That's how I sound in my own head. So, Bruce Willis plays a child psychologist. Haley Joel Osment is the child he's psychologicalizing. And then there's a twist. Oh, is there a twist?
Oh, boy, that ending.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
In your dreams? While you're awake? Dead people, like, in graves and coffins?
Walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead.
How often do you see them?
All the time.
Screw that movie, man. My mom and sister made me go see that in the theaters.
You were young.
Oh, my God. I was terrified. Because I was old enough to, you know, understand ghosts and whatnot, but not old enough to quite understand that they might not exist. Oh, my God, it was awful.
Well, and that's one of those movies that I wonder in the internet age if it could really survive. People would just put it out there and you'd see it. Because if you knew that one piece of it, it would ruin
around,
the movie.
Though. It got around. I remember.
Kind of.
I remember seeing it, though, and knowing there was a big twist and everybody kept the twist from me. I saw it like a week after it came out. But then in
you
the
didn't guess it, I bet.
But in
did
the
you?
First scene, I guessed it.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't guess it. And I knew there was a twist.
Because of the way that the characters interacted with each other. Like, oh, yeah.
Did you guess the twist in the crying game?
That he was a she?
Yeah.
She was a he?
Yeah. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't see that. I saw it. I didn't see that coming. Which is, you know, thank God. All right. And checking
number
in.
Number two.
Tori Spelling found herself in an uncomfortable situation on a television interview this morning on the local Fox channel in New York. you know, they're out promoting the new 90210. So she was there with Jenny Garth. And during the interview, Rosanna Scotto, a television legend in New York, television and restaurant legend in New York.
Big Italian family and restaurant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And great restaurant. And they, and so, you know, Rosanna Scotto, she's not gonna pull any punches.
Tori, I mean, like, it's gotta hit a little close to home when they start talking about financial problems, right?
That was a choice that I made and we made together to put that in there because that's such speculation. Media loves to talk about it.
I know.
So we were like, oh, let's, you know, face them straight on. Let's put it in there.
So the media has been all over your financial troubles. Mm-hmm. Are you experiencing financial troubles? Are you able to, you know, pay your bills? Pay your bills? No, I mean, just...
Am I able to pay my bills?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
And this show will obviously give you some money in your pocket, right?
Interesting.
She's like a mother-in-law.
Let's use this on the show. Well, we're going to write this into the show. So thank
okay,
you.
Fine. Well, I hope you have another season. That would be great.
I know it would be great.
Oh, God.
That was a little much. Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Come on. Rosanna Scotto.
No, it's not okay. That wasn't okay.
It's very New York-y. Very New York-y.
You're going to be able to pay your bills.
And it does it like an argument with your mother-in-law. Yeah. That's exactly what it sounded like. Why do you want to marry my son?
Number one.
Kevin Bacon may love sweet potatoes, but the Transportation Security Administration does not love sweet potatoes. This is what he had to tell Jimmy Fallon.
I was on my way to L.A., and I knew that I was going to be arriving, you know, in 5 hours, and I knew that in probably 7.5 hours I was going to be hungry. Mm-hmm. And so I saw a nice sweet potato sitting there ready to go, and I just threw it in my suitcase. And, of course, TSA flagged it. As soon as the guy called me over, it's like he was on his way opening. I was like, I think it's my sweet potato.
But you, so you got busted. I love Kevin Bacon just travels with a yam.
Well, listen.
But why didn't you?
I am what I am.
Oh, man.
It's a bizarre story.
Yeah. Although, imagine what that looks like. You know, when it's going through the x-ray.
I'd flag that.
Yeah, and I think what you also have to do at that moment is, I think that's the point where the TSA person goes, I think that's a dookie in there. I think that's what that is. Look at that.
Ew.
Oh, God, what is that? Is it a body part?
It's 1 degree of separation from Kevin Bacon. Yuck.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know what? Let's close this thing up. Yes.
Yes.
The top five at five.